Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Romanian churches petitioned to the U.S. Supreme Court for a review of their case. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this with Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, Liberty Counsel is in the process now of preparing what's called a petition for certiorari. It's a fancy word for asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review the case of the Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries in the Chicago, Illinois area. We have filed a federal lawsuit against the Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker for his unconstitutional executive orders that discriminates against churches. Now we're at a point in time where we're going to ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the case. They won't be reviewing any of these requests until the end of September, and then their session begins in the first week of October. So we'll know sometime later this fall whether they decide to take this case. And if they do, we'll have a decision sometime by the end of June in 2021. But Holly, this is a very critical case because what we have now are different courts of appeal that have different decisions on this issue. We have a great decision at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals with 2-3-0 decisions in our favor regarding a Kentucky church against the orders of the governor, Beshear, of that state. And then we have this particular one out of Illinois, the orders from the governor, which have been upheld by the Court of Appeals, although the governor, as a result of the lawsuit, has dropped all the restrictions. But he could certainly return to those restrictions again and try to restrict these churches. So we need an ultimate decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. And here's something before we move on. I think it's very important for this to be understood. The U.S. Supreme Court has not, I repeat, has not issued a final ruling on the merits of any church cases, has not issued a final ruling on the merits. You may have read, as many people have in the media, that the Supreme Court's decided this issue 5-4. No, they actually decided a very extraordinary strategy that is a request for an injunction pending appeal when the case wasn't fully decided below. And they declined to do that by a 5-4 vote. But that doesn't mean they've made any decision. We just don't know because they just simply say denied. There is no precedential value and there is no final decision. This is the first case that is now ready for consideration at the United States Supreme Court level.
But you know, Matt, what's amazing about these two pastors, they both came from communist Romania. They came to America so that they can have freedom, the freedom to worship, the freedom of speech. And yet they come in Illinois and they've been threatened, they've been bullied, they've had all kinds of tricks, you know, thrown at them to try to keep them from worshiping. And I think it's tragically ironic, really, that this is happening to them, but they are so committed to religious freedom, and we are proud to represent them for that case.
Yeah, we really are. These are really amazing pastors here that we're representing. We're very pleased to be
here. And they're not giving up, yeah.
No, they're not giving up. And it's because of their persistence that the Chicago mayor and the governor just didn't know how to handle them.
Right.
They thought they would intimidate them.
They would just cower down like, you know, others.
But that didn't work.
Right.
So pray for the case that we're petitioning to the U.S. Supreme Court. We haven't filed it yet, but we're in the process of putting this together. It takes a significant amount of time and writing to finalize that.
And, you know, we're representing five lawsuits in five different states on behalf of these churches, and our most recent one is in California.
Yeah, we have Virginia and Kentucky, Maine, Illinois, and now California with Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, where we filed suit against the governor there, Gavin Newsom. And his orders, first of all, said no singing and chanting statewide. And then they even got worse. Right after that, he said no in-person worship, no worship at all, and that includes even in your home. So in about 80% of the state, all those counties on the county monitoring list, no worship, including home Bible study and fellowship.
And even limited outdoor worship. But yeah, when the protest started...
Yeah, you can do that.
He didn't have an issue with that.
And so you have these governors, and you have the same template. On the one hand, trying to suppress with one hand the church, trying to push the church down. In California, even home Bible studies and fellowship, believe it or not. And then on the other hand, trying to uplift and support the protesters. Tens of thousands, in one case in Los Angeles, 100,000 people
right.
showed up.
All together.
All jam-packed, like sardines in a can.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing, the difference. And they're all happening at the same time.
Right.
So we really see a political, ideological agenda at work. Well, something else happened in California. There's been earthquakes, obviously, there for some time. But a big earthquake happened when...
A spiritual one.
Yeah, when Pastor John MacArthur of Grace Community Church said enough is enough. And he issued a statement referring to various Bible verses in the New Testament, and also then issued a video and then followed up with a Sunday service. And when he walked to the pulpit that Sunday after the statement, he got a standing ovation before he even got to the pulpit, showing that his people were very hungry and supportive of what he said. What did he say? He said that the government doesn't have jurisdiction over the church. We've been saying that for some time. Now, this is a big shift for John MacArthur. And he said, enough is enough. On the one hand, they support the riots. On the other hand, they're crushing the church. They don't have jurisdiction to do so. And he cites a number of New Testament scriptures for that, including Matthew 22:21, where Jesus says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. The things that belong to God include the church. They're not under Caesar's control or jurisdiction. And the only thing he doesn't talk about is Old Testament. I would simply add that his statement is great. I would add to it, the same thing is true in the Old Testament. You have a division between the king, the civil authority, if you will, and the priest. And the king didn't control the temple worship, and the priest didn't control the king's job and duty. You had a division between the church and the state, if you will. And that's what Jesus is referring to in Matthew 22:21.
But, you know, Pastor MacArthur saw how hungry his people were to meet together, as we're called to meet together in fellowship, because he would go into the sanctuary and he would preach as usual, and then a few people would start showing up, and the next service, another, you know, round of people would show up, and then pretty soon he had 3,000 people in there. And so he realized this is important. He has got to make some changes, and he can't, you know, deny these people to meet together.
Well, he also then, he got pushed over the edge with this order from the government that says no worship.
Right.
And that's what pushed him over the edge. Because if you go back to the middle of May, he issued a statement, which I strongly disagreed with at the time. And what he said was, this is just a Romans 13 thing. You just need to listen to the government and keep your churches closed. I was a disagreement with him at the time. This is John MacArthur, who at one time said that the American Revolution was a violation of Romans 13 because it was rebellion against the governing authorities. So he's been very much on the other side. Mm-hmm. That's why when he then moves from the May statement to the statement that he did in July, it is an earthquake change.
Yeah, he realized there's more to it than what he was saying.
Well, and the governor, with these orders, crossed the line that John MacArthur drew, and that is repressing the ability to literally preach in the name of Jesus. That's really what's happening here, and that is what you have, that you can't have in-person worship service, yet you can have 100,000 people gather in the streets of Los Angeles. Mayor Garcetti supports that. The governor supports it. In fact, the governor says, keep it up. Keep it up. And at the same time tries to crush the church. And then it's so broad that it applies to home Bible studies. Mm-hmm. So lots of churches have fellowship groups, home Bible studies. Others that don't have an organized particular building that they go to for church service, that's what they do. They meet in homes. Just like the early New Testament Christians did, they meet in homes. And so what they're saying is you can't have a Bible study with someone that's not part of your household, your immediate household. So you can't go to or have somebody from your neighbor come to you. You can't go to a friend's house. They can't come to your house. You cannot have a Bible study or a fellowship meeting in your private home. I mean, the audacity of saying that is just shocking. So that's why we have filed suit in California, continue to keep our cases in prayer. You can go to lc.org. And we also have the website as well, specifically dedicated to churches. You can click on the churches tab at lc.org for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.